On the line, I have Dervla Roach, and she has just been appointed historian in residence for children with Dublin City Culture Company. Good morning, Dervla. How are you?
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. Dervla, congratulations on the new role.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
No, it's anything like this, and particularly when you're combining children and history, I think it's a great idea because we all need to know where we come from, and it's a good way of showing us where we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's really valuable. Yeah, I'm delighted to have the post. I'm very excited about it.
Maybe we can start off. Would you just tell the listeners a little about what is Dublin City Culture Company, and then maybe tell us what's your role and what you see as the role is going to be going forward?
Yeah, sure. So this is a brand new role, and it's a partnership between Dublin City Council Culture Company and Dublin City Libraries. So Dublin City Council Culture Company, they run lots of interesting kind of community events across the city. So it's lots of kind of various different programs to basically connect people together and connect people to the city, basically. So they run lots of different things. They run two different buildings, 14 Henrietta Street, which is the Tenement Museum, which some of your listeners might know, and Richmond Barracks and Inchicore as well. So they run the two different venues. So they kind of run lots of different engagement programs. And now my role is a totally new role. So it's building on the Historians in Residence program, which you might have heard of, run by Dublin City Council.
Indeed.
So for the past couple of years, there's been kind of different historians allocated to different sections of the city to basically run different events and activities designed to kind of engage people with their local history. And so this is a new role now, and this is specifically for children. So aimed particularly at children between 9 and 12 years old. And the idea is basically that I'm going to be trying to kind of give them opportunities to engage with their local history, whether it's kind of social history or local history, architectural history, whatever it may be. So I'm going to be primarily based in Richmond Barracks in Inchicore, but I'm very kind of open to working with anyone across the city, really. It's a very kind of an open role, and I hope I'll be running lots of different activities. So whether it's like tours, workshops, or kind of longer projects as well, where I maybe work with a specific group of children or groups of children, and we maybe work on a specific project. We maybe collaborate with artists or musicians or whatever it might be, and we put together maybe a final product or artwork or whatever. I'm hoping to also run a history club, which would be like a kind of an after-school club or a weekend kind of meetup for children who are interested in history, basically. So they're just some of the ideas, but still kind of at the very early stages of putting it all together.
Well, Cormac Moore, as you probably know, Cormac,
yeah.
Is one of the historian in residence, and he would be in with us here in Near FM quite a lot, and I know I've worked with him on a couple of projects. A great guy and a great idea, and we would love here to work with yourself.
Brilliant, yeah.
If there's anything we can do, if there's programs you'd like to run, if you want to just come on and tell about a program, if you want to come on, if you want to do a couple of programs here, I'm sure we'd absolutely be delighted to support you in that.
Yeah, that sounds great, yeah. I suppose, yeah, the initial stage, so at the moment I will be putting together activities, but the initial first step is to actually meet with children and talk to them. So I am going to be having an event in Richmond Barracks on Saturday, the 26th of September, and that's actually going to be part of the Dublin Festival of History. So I will be in the barracks from 2:30 to 4:30 that afternoon, and basically I'm inviting any kind of children who are interested in history, if they want to come in and meet me, and I want to kind of talk to them about history, and they can tell me about like their favourite story from history or favourite person from history, whatever it might be, and I want to kind of get a sense of what they're interested in actually working on, and then kind of that will be the basis for kind of how we start to put together our projects. So yeah, I'll be really interested in hearing anyone's views if anybody wants to come along to Richmond Barracks on that day. And I also have an email address if anybody wants to contact me, which is
please, yeah.
So that's residency at Dublin City Council Culture Company .ie, and so that's for anybody who'd like to get involved in the project as well. But yeah, certainly would be great to work with Near FM at some stage.
Yep, we'd be absolutely delighted. But I was just thinking, maybe you could explain to the listeners the importance of history to children, you know, what the benefit of it is to them.
Yeah, so I think it's particularly for local history, I think there are many benefits to local history. And in terms of kind of feeling connected to where you're from and understanding your surroundings, I think that can have a really benefit for anybody, really. So particularly this kind of age group, 9 to 12 year olds, they're kind of at that age, you know, you're kind of growing in independence and you're starting to develop your own ideas about things. And so it's a really good age for them to kind of start making sense of their surroundings. And I think once you know how a place kind of came to be, once you can kind of peel back the layers of history of your surrounding area, it can really help you to feel much more connected to it. And then you start to kind of understand your own place in that history. And that's something that I'd really like to kind of, I suppose, inspire the children that I work with to kind of understand their own place in their own history and to feel more connected to the city in general, Dublin in general. So that's kind of one of the things that I'd really like to bring about with this. And I'm hoping also to kind of inspire them to continue to pursue history, you know, throughout their lives. Like, that would be amazing as well. I think it helps us to understand who we are, the place we live, our community. I think it can informs everything, really, from that point of view.
Yeah, I always feel that it gives a confidence to people. Once they know who they are or where they're from or,
yeah,
you know, what's the background to how did I get here? How did all these things around me happen?
Yeah, exactly. It gives everything a kind of a meaning, I think.
A meaning, and that gives a confidence to children to actually deal with things in their life.
Yeah, certainly.
So, no, I think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea, and I commend Dublin City Council, the Dublin City Libraries, and the Dublin City Culture Company for this and pushing it forward. I know I was involved with Cormac and some people here in Coolock with the Coolock Artane District Historical Society, and just the love of place that learning about your history gives is just fabulous.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to have, and it's something that I'm not from Dublin originally, but I've lived here long enough now, and I understand enough about the history that it helps me to to have that kind of love of place and love of my community. So, it is a great feeling.
And indeed, we all have to remember that the majority of people who live in Dublin aren't originally from Dublin, or their background isn't originally from Dublin.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
And a lot of the great characters that Dublin characters have, that their background might have been from different parts of the country, and they've all a big melting pot here in Dublin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's one of the things that makes the city so great, I think.
Indeed.
And
tell me, how is this going to help and support, shall we say, the new Irish?
I think, again, it's got to do with feeling part of your community, feeling like you're part of a certain place and you're connected to the people around you. Hopefully there'll be lots of children kind of meeting each other for the first time, if it's in the history club or whatever activity I'm running. So I think it has the potential to bring children together, and even their parents, grandparents, if we're doing kind of projects within families and things as well. So I think it has a potential for all of that as well, definitely.
Indeed, and because I always think that there's when we think of our own history, we think of just of Irish people have made an impact on Ireland, but we've then got to think of people like Erskine Childers, who wasn't Irish, of course, and Hugh Lane.
I suppose. I'll be trying to kind of help the children to see that they have a place in history as well. So I suppose it doesn't matter where they're from. If they're here in Dublin, then they're part of Dublin history. They're now part of the social history of Dublin. So hopefully we'll be kind of exploring a few ideas around that, definitely.
Indeed. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the new role?
No, well, I suppose, yeah, just again to say, if people want to come along to Richmond Barracks on the 26th of September in the afternoon to meet me, that would be great. Or if they want to email me, residency@dublincitycouncilculturecompany.ie, that would be brilliant. I'm very open to working across the city. As I said, it's a very open project, so I'm open to hearing people's ideas, or if they want to collaborate, whatever it might be, I'd love to hear from anybody.
Excellent. And I know a lot of things are curtailed at the moment with COVID, and there's a lot of things. I was just chatting with Madeline Ebbs yesterday from Dublin City Council, and she normally runs a Bram Stoker experience around Halloween, and of course that can't go ahead this year because of COVID, but we can certainly make plans for the future at the moment, and so looking forward to what's coming forward. And as once again, if you want to us to support you in any way, we'd only be too delighted.
Brilliant. Yeah, definitely we'll take you up on that, I think.
Dervla, thank you very much for taking the time to come and chat to us this morning.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.
All the best, Dervla. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Now, there we go. It was Dervla Roach, and she has just been appointed as the historian in residence with Dublin City Culture Company. And I think it's a great idea. And I know I've met some of the historians in residence previously, like Cormac Moore, who would be in here every now and then telling us all about different things that have been going on or went on in history in Dublin and around the country. And I think bringing it down to children and learning what they want to get from it is absolutely brilliant. It's a great idea.